It's Energy FM for a Saturday afternoon with Andy Larimple from I Love My Newspapers, from the sports desk, Manx Footy blog, of course. And any surprises this season for you?
I think it's been a good season, to be honest. Usually we get to about March and everything's done and dusted, and you're thinking, oh, we've got another 2 months just to get everything consigned, really. But no, we've had JCK Division 2, promotion race has been good. The race to beat the drop in the top flight was good because Mills came back, as we touched on before. And obviously the Premier League title race went down to the wire as well. So in that respect, it's been a cracking season. And I know Geordie's won all the major silverware. So if you look back at the history books in a few years' time, you'd be like, oh, that probably was a pretty straightforward season. I think you'd have to agree that it was far from at times. But no, I think it's been a good season for football, and hopefully we'll get more of the same next year.
And the cup finals that Geordies weren't involved in, the Division 2 cup finals, it's great to see some different names on the trophies.
Yeah, the Woods Cup, I'm trying to rack my brain, you remember that? Royal beat, obviously, I covered that match, I should remember. Douglas Royal beat Youthy in the final, and it was the first time both had been going for that particular cup in a few years, so it was interesting, and it shows you, obviously, Royal, who that was a Gold Cup final. See, I'm getting confused here, JP. This is the end of season malaise.
It was my vague question I've thrown.
It was my lack of notes as well. The Gold Cup they ended up surprisingly winning.
And of course, speaking of cup finals, Chris Bass was saying that despite winning the last one, winning the Grand Slam, it was pretty poor affair.
Pretty poor affair. I wouldn't. Well, if you win, you can't really. You know.
No, you just said the game was a little bit of a weak game. It was quite flat occasional. Maybe Geordies were flat, and he was saying that St Mary's not being able to win when Geordies were so flat just shows what kind of final it was.
Yeah. Well, I think it's always difficult to play St George's. Teams either go for it and then get smashed on the counter attack, or they just, as to quote Mr Mourinho, park the bus and then hope to hit some teams on the break, and then. Usually, either way, you get broken down and lose. Unfortunately, most times But I think, to be honest, we've played a lot of football this year, and it's the end of a long season for amateur footballers, let alone professional ones. So maybe the youthful fizz wasn't there of the start of the season, but I think Chris has been a bit harsh there.
And just a word on Laxey as well. We had Steve Moran in the studio last week. Sleeping Giants.
Always Sleeping Giants, Laxey, but obviously they did the Grand Slam in 2006, I think, if my history is correct. They've got a good crop of kids coming through there. I think at the start of the season I said it was going to be a tough season of transition, and they've got a really good. They had the player of the 16 to 18 player of the year now, Matty Kent Lloyd. They've got the two lads that box, Matty Rennie and Sam Gelling, and there's Tom Smith. There's loads of good youngsters, and they can keep them together. They've done a season now in the Premier League. As I said, touched on with Mills before, they know what it's about. If they can keep them together, maybe get a couple more experienced heads in there, I think that they'll be top six again next year.
Cool. So there we go from the domestic scene. We will have one more section from Andy this afternoon, and we'll go international, I think.